We're joined now in the studio by one of our favorite people, Meg McGurk of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. And let me turn on your actual mic. There we go. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing all right. And last time we talked about Shimmer.
We did.
Shimmer.
How was that? I know I saw pictures, and it was just a great night on downtown Chapel Hill, so I
yes.
imagine it was a really successful event.
It was. It was fantastic. For an evening, Friday night in February, that had snow flurries earlier in the day, it was a tremendous turnout, both for people that were walking the footprint of the event, which was a one-night festival of art that was all had the theme of light, so it was projections and illuminations and interactive lit-up art. And the footprint was downtown Carrboro and Chapel Hill. So we had tons of people, businesses were packed, but we also had a lot of people that didn't quite want to get out of their cars. So they did the drive around loop of the footprint, but that seemed
to
work.
Which is fine, yeah.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely.
You get to see it from your window.
That's
yeah.
right. Yep. And
I
so
like it.
He was great.
Yeah.
He really was.
Awesome. So any plans for anything like that in the future? I know that was kind of a one-time thing, but are there
plans?
Could it happen again?
Yeah, absolutely. Plans for Shimmer 2017.
Nice.
You know, bigger, better, brighter.
Brighter, nice.
So yes, there are plans to do Shimmer again. It was
very
cool. Successful.
All right. So Meg McGurk is with the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. I know you got your annual meeting coming up in a matter of days next week,
yep,
right?
Next week on Wednesday, March 2nd from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. at Roots Bakery, Bistro, and Bar.
And that's downtown Franklin Street.
That's right. Yep. It's 161 East Franklin Street, next door to Sutton's Drugstore, which is the iconic kind of landmark right in the middle of the 100 block there.
So don't head to the Roots Cellar.
That's
You'll get a great breakfast, but you won't get the downtown.
That's right. You will miss the meeting. So, it's our annual meeting that we present our annual report to talk about what we've accomplished in the last year and then to talk about what's coming for the next year. So we have just completed for our agency a new plan of work that kind of sets the guidelines for what we're going to be doing for the next 3 years. And our board just adopted that a couple weeks ago. So we're going to be presenting that to the public.
Okay.
As well as a new, we call it Downtown Chapel Hill by the Numbers, a report on kind of the economic indicators of downtown. Things like the vacancy and occupancy rates, the numbers of businesses that have opened and closed, the independent versus chain business mix. A lot of things that we get asked constantly, and we provide that information, but this is a way to really present it in a nice format to the public.
Without too many spoilers, any previews of the numbers that you're going to have?
Ooh, look, I have it right.
Oh, you have the whole report. Oh, my God.
I have it right here. I'll let
Meg
McGurk
comes prepared.
I do. Yeah. I think some of those that I mentioned are some of the most common ones we have. We also, or the common ones we're asked about the most, but we also have some information on pedestrian counts in downtown Chapel Hill, which are quite fascinating when you talk about how many feet actually cross the sidewalk in front of businesses.
How do you count something like that?
It takes people actually sitting out there and counting
like
for
click,
periods
click,
of time.
Click.
Yes, and then there's a fantastic kind of standard algorithm that downtowns use to then project how many people actually go through. So, so those are some of the numbers, as well as, you know, internally, we've kind of called this a little bit of our Mythbusters report.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of common misconceptions about downtown or really about any business district. So one of the things we have is the number of in-state property owners versus out-of-state. It's kind of a misconception that
so the
a
myth
lot
that everyone is from out-of-state and it's all
right.
these people
absentee
swooping in and absentee landlords.
That's right.
Yeah.
That is not the case, but we'll hold off on that number until you come to our annual meeting.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
And afterwards, we'll talk about the numbers for people who missed it, right?
That's right, exactly.
All right, sounds good.
I'll actually give them up.
So other highlights from the meeting, you had talked about the plan of work.
The plan of work is really fantastic. I have an amazing board of directors at the Downtown Partnership that brings just a tremendous amount of knowledge to our board, and we have some professionals that really know how to do strategic planning and develop plans of work. And so we have a really great document that's going to be really the first plan of work that I, as the executive director, have been able to own for the agency that I didn't inherit from previous. And so, and it really focuses on three areas for us: the investment and attraction of new business, and the retention of our current businesses, and then placemaking, making downtown where the place that everyone wants to be and feel like they belong and enjoy it. And so those are really the three areas that we're focusing on as we move forward.
Seems like those are sort of, we're speaking with Meg McGurk, by the way, Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, sort of ongoing initiatives.
Absolutely.
Right? Are there new initiatives that haven't been launched yet?
I think partnering with some of the UNC, the town of Chapel Hill, and the Orange County Department of Health on addressing high-risk drinking downtown with the town campus and community coalition is going to be a big focus for us as we go into the next few months and next few years. So that's something that's really big for us. And then really using our position and our knowledge to attract more investment in downtown. So not just new development, new business, but encouraging the current property and business owners to invest in their spaces.
Okay. It's really interesting. We always talk about attracting new businesses, but we don't talk as much about retention, and that is equally important, if not more important.
Tremendously, because that's actually the focus quite a bit of the work that we do at the Downtown Partnership on a daily basis. When you look at the numbers, like in our annual report, of what we do with assisting current businesses far exceeds the number of developers or new businesses that also, you know, access our services. It's working with our 79 restaurants that we have downtown on a daily basis and our retail shops and keeping them there and making sure that they're successful.
Interesting. We're speaking with Meg McGurk again, Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. I remember a conversation that I had, I think it was with Mark Klanschmidt, maybe a year or so ago, where we were talking about retention versus attracting new businesses. And there's that sweet spot of you don't necessarily want the same businesses like all the way from one end of the street to the other and nothing ever new and all businesses retain, but you don't want too much in the opposite direction as well. There's that sweet spot of like, what, 80-90%, something like that, of retention that every downtown needs to seek. It's got to be difficult.
It is, absolutely. And we see different patterns in different areas of downtown, east versus west versus the middle of Franklin Street. You know, we have that linear Franklin Street. So our numbers are high, but at the same time, you do want some turnover. You do want the opportunity to have some space. I mean, it's that kind of odd thing about having an incredibly high occupancy rate in our downtown. Others, communities would kill to have it, you know, but then we have all these businesses that want to locate that can't find that right space because it's just not there. I say this often, we have five of the oldest businesses in the entire state of North Carolina on Franklin Street.
Which one?
Which is just tremendous. So we have the Varsity Theater.
Right.
We have Julian's, Carolina Coffee Shop. Walker's Funeral Home.
Okay.
And
Sutton's
Drugstore. Sutton's is the second. Right, Carolina Coffee Shop's the oldest, then Sutton's. So we have those five.
Yeah.
The whole state of North Carolina. I mean, that's pretty
awesome.
Tremendous, you know? So we have that kind of mixed with the new of business turnover. And so it's kind of an ideal situation. It can always be better, but it's pretty thriving downtown.
Awesome. And it's sort of an ongoing project because you solve one problem and that sort of raises new questions. So it's always that tightrope.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, that's a constantly evolving downtown. You wouldn't want it to be static.
All right. So what else are people going to hear about or see or experience at the annual meeting if they go?
Yeah, so we're also going to have, we always have one of our downtown businesses come and talk about their experience of being a downtown business. And we have Brett Oliverio, the owner of Sup Dogs Restaurant.
Nice.
He's going to come and talk about how his journey to Franklin Street. He also owns Sup Dogs in Greenville, North Carolina. And he opened up Sup Dogs here, and he's going to talk about that experience and the interactions he's had with our agency. I tell the story, and he's probably going to tell it at our annual meeting. His restaurant is located where Pepper's restaurant used to be.
Right.
And when Pepper's closed, and everyone
taps plays softly in the background. Okay.
Sorry,
yep.
Pour a little out. Okay,
all right. There
we're
we
all
go.
Feeling it.
Moving on.
Brett was actually the very first phone call, I think, immediately that we got of someone that was interested in that spot. And we got a lot of interest of people wanting to go into that spot. And Brett was our very first phone call, and they're Sup Dogs, and he's put a tremendous amount of investment into that spot, into his business. And so he's going to talk about his journey to Franklin Street. So that's going to be exciting.
I didn't get a chance to actually be on Franklin Street on Carolina Duke Day, but they put up the sign, the honk if you hate Duke.
It was
which
a
I know
noisy
we got,
Franklin
was it
Street.
Noisy? I was wondering about that. Because we got like 100 retweets when we posted the picture, but was there actual honking was what
absolutely.
I wanted to know.
Okay. Yep. Of course, there's nowhere else in the world I want to be than right there on the 100 block on the, you know, Chapel Hill.
On Carolina Duke
that's
Day.
That's right. That's right. And there was lots of honking. It made me laugh every single time and hooting and hollering. And yeah, they get a ton of people, too, stopping and posing in front of the
banner.
Right.
Oh, that's
great. Yeah, it's pretty great.
All right, cool. So again, Meg McGurk, Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. Annual meeting is next week, Wednesday the 2nd, 8 to 10 a.m. at Roots Bistro on East Franklin Street. That is is the that's a new place. What is that, like 6 months old, something like that?
A little bit older.
Yeah, something like that. Really cool new place.
Yes.
So stop by and check it out if you haven't already. Anything else cool happening downtown?
The Friends of Downtown are having a meeting on Thursday. Open for any folks that want to come. It's at the Crunkleton. That's right.
And so Gary, if you ever wanted to stop by the Crunkleton early in the morning.
There you go.
Maybe it's just going to be coffee there,
only
right?
Only time. But Gary Crunkleton, the owner, is going to be hosting and talking about his business and his involvement with downtown.
Nice.
So that's exciting. And then I think the only other thing I sent out, and this is for anybody out there that's listening that's a downtown business owner or mm-hmm. manager. Do you know, Aaron Keck, that yes. on any given day there's 30 to 50 Delta Airline pilots and crew on Franklin Street?
No.
Carolina Inn holds the
I'm
contract.
I'm not even just saying. No, Meg, I don't know that. Tell me more. I legitimately didn't know that.
I am completely obsessed with this. I learned this from Mark Sherbin, who's the manager of Carolina Inn. He's also one of my board members.
Okay.
Carolina Inn holds the contract with Delta Airlines out of RDU to be their hotel for the layover for their crew that stay 1 to 3 days before they fly.
So they drive all the way from RDU to Carolina Inn?
Every day of the year, 30 to 50 Delta Airline pilots and crew are here on Franklin Street. And so Carolina Inn's getting ready to redo their contract, and we want to incentivize them to re-sign up. And so we're looking for downtown businesses that are willing to offer a discount. Show your Delta Airlines badge and get a discount.
Nice.
They're already there. We want to sweeten the deal. So I think it's a pretty tremendous economic impact kind of indicator of, you know, what our hotel industry certainly does, but what is happening on Franklin Street kind of that you would never really know about. I mean, they're not in uniform. They're in their regular clothes. But any night of the year.
That's fascinating.
It really is.
I'm thinking right now about all the hotels they drive by to get to Carolina Inn, which says a lot about the draw of Chapel Hill to begin with.
There you go. And we want to make sure that that's still there. The last 2 years, you know, Durham and Raleigh have had new hotels come online.
Right.
And their goal is once their crew gets there, they don't want to have to get back in a vehicle to go anywhere. So downtown Chapel Hill has
it's
that
right
walkability
yep.
and all of the access. I mean, our shops, our restaurants, our arts and culture.
Yep, cool
you know,
stuff to do.
That's
yeah.
right. All
You're right on
walking.
Campus, so if you wanted to do something there.
Yep, everything within walking distance. So we're trying to make sure that the Carolina Inn can keep that contract. So if you're a downtown business, you can contact me or you can contact the Carolina Inn directly.
I had no idea.
That's pretty interesting, isn't it?
You got to come with some more like random tidbit that's just fascinating that nobody knows about downtown Chapel Hill.
Isn't that great?
That's really cool. All right. So, again, speaking with Meg McGurk, Downtown Partnership, annual meeting next Wednesday, March 2nd, 8 to 10, Roots Bistro, 8 to 10 a.m., mm-hmm. Roots Bistro, East Franklin Street. Any other information that people need to know? How can people find you online?
DowntownChapelHill.com. And they can RSVP for the annual meeting or find out any of this other information that I've shared.
Sounds good. Meg McGurk, thank you so much.
Thank you.